Welcome to Fine Motoring with me, David Dundee. For interesting questions or to find out more about something, drop me a line, david@fmr.co.za, or find me at David Dundee on most social media channels. And of course, find the podcast, as always, at fmr.co.za. If I told you about a car which was a compact SUV with Tesla-style screens that picks up and identifies bicycles in its sort of AI view of the road in front of you, it's got keyless go, it's got all the active safety, including blind spot, tire pressure monitoring, lane keeping, auto emergency braking, adaptive cruise control, an incredible camera system. It has cameras that show on your instrument panel, like the top of the line Hyundai's. When you indicate left, you see left, you see right. Traffic sign recognition, you'd probably go, well, that's kind of normal these days. But, however, if I told you this was in the Mahindra XUV 3XO AX7L, yes, that is a mouthpiece, and it still goes on 1.2 TAT, that's not the remarkable bit. The remarkable bit is this is for 404,999, and that is an absolute bargain for all of this stuff. The AX derivatives, which this is one of, get a 5-year, 100,000-kilometer service plan. This is an additional to the warranty that is on all their models with 5 years, 150,000 kilometers. And the base model of this you can pick up in the mid-200s, 279,000, I think it is, for the base automatic. Now, is that without compromise? No, of course there's a compromise when you go to this kind of price point. I was getting about 12.1 liters per 100 kilometers from the 1.2 liter turbo triple, 82 kilowatt with 200 newton meters of torque. Now, this isn't an indictment on it. This is actually a little bit of a recommendation, because that says I was having enough fun in it to push it quite hard. And although it's not the most compliant in the world, at this level it is extraordinary. Your fuel consumption would be a lot better if driven conservatively, but it didn't force me to, which at this price point I would have expected it to. It did have some issues. It has a clock from hell. I reset the clock, put it on the right time, looked up, there it was back at some unknown time zone. I couldn't get to terms with this. It wasn't just the time zone, it was also the minutes that were changing. I don't know if it's some sort of GPS glitch with autocorrect, but I really try to fix it. And then the back door lid has electronic opening, and I have to say finding the button is a little like playing a game of pin the tail on the donkey. It's a tiny button hidden under a ledge. You cannot see it. It does require feeling about. I don't know if this is one of those things that is just that journalists would feel. If it was your own car, you'd probably get pretty familiar with where to find it. Not terrible, but not great. And while we're on the back of the car, I must say it has a near useless rear parcel tray. It is positioned quite high up, but it doesn't lift when you lift the tailgate. Not that it really needs to. And removing it, it's an engineering feat, a little bit of Tetris. It doesn't go in and out easily. It's not to be removed on a daily basis. I think you either keep it in permanently or you live with it out. There's no other way. But having said that, the Mahindra XUV 3XO AX7L, their flagship in the XUV 3XO range, is actually highly recommended. And I think at that price point of 405,000 Rand, it does represent an absolute bargain. And that's it for Fine Motoring this week with me, David Dundee. If you have questions, you want to find out more about something, david@fmr.co.za, or you can find me on @DavidDundee on those social media channels. That's DavidDundee, and find the podcast at fmr.co.za.